Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hey, B.
Hello.
Were you just a second ago going all Neil Young on us? Hi.
Harvest Moon, I think.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
That's B. Beeman, recently patiently waiting for us at Spotland Productions in Nashville. As you could hear, he had his guitar, so he asked for a little song.
I think that I'd like to go live on a farm and live out my days like a loose ball of yarn. Sit neath the oak tree, my sweetheart and me, and carve out my name and my own destiny. Yes, I'll take what I'm given.
That's Take What I'm Given. It's about a man getting set to retire and hoping for the best. It's one of 11 tracks on B. Beeman's second full-length album called simply Beeman, B-H-I-M-A-N. His songs about the struggles of everyday life have earned him the nickname the Sri Lankan Woody Guthrie. His parents are Sri Lankan. They left that country for the U.S. before the Civil War between the Tamil Tigers and the government forces broke out in 1983. They made their home in St. Louis, where B. says he grew up as American as apple pie.
Played a lot of baseball growing up, ran around in creeks. At the same time, my parents also defined who I was and how I grew up in many ways. So I have a lot of sensibilities from the old world, as they might call it. I had a Sri Lankan Norman Rockwell experience, I'd say.
And what does the Sri Lankan part mean? Because Americans may think of it as beautiful, but also what may come to mind is Civil War, Tamil Tigers, you know, the rapper M.I.A.
Yeah, so we're Tamil. My family is Tamil. We're Tamil first, Sri Lankan second.
Mm-hmm.
Sri Lanka's is a beautiful island that has been ravaged by a very bloody war that now is looking up. The bad people make the headlines, you know. There's a lot of everyday sort of people that live peacefully and together.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think where we might hear that background. As we, you know, as you said, your parents, all our parents shape us. Do we hear it in the music?
I'm interested in global politics and social issues, so Kimchi Line is a song of mine that's kind of an oddity.
Because, remind us, kimchi.
Oh, it's a pickled root vegetable dish from Korea. Part of the reason I wrote it was sort of a foodie, kind of a hook to get people into it, because it does deal with some political things in the actual content of the song.
Is this the one that deals with North Korean forced laborers?
Correct.
Yeah, let's listen to a little.
Well, they boy, in trying to jump that fence, they got guns on the green side. You ain't making no sense. So I climbed up on a ladder to see what I could see. While the leader's getting fatter, I feel my stomach bleed. I'm on the kimchi line.
B. Beeman, how did you come to this sound? I mean, because we're reading, you grew up listening to Soundgarden. You know, what made you slide over to the Woody Guthrie side?
Well, I've always liked Woody Guthrie and Dylan. Just making people think and mess with their heads a little bit always appealed to me.
Well, let's listen to a track that might be doing just that. You know, also social commentary. This is Cookbook. It's about a businessman who gets caught, well, you know, cooking the books.
I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail now. But I'll be phoning it in, slicing garlic so thin it liquefies in the pan. Luca Brasi and start our own brasserie, open up out on Sing Sing. I've got my hand in my 10 honey jars spread from Crawford to Mars. I make a killing as Jeffrey Skilling.
much does your music have to do with the fact that at one time you wanted to be a comedian? And I hear it a little in that song, but, you know, was this sort of, oh, okay, maybe this is the way I do that through music?
Yeah, I really loved Richard Pryor and George Carlin and Randy Newman and Warren Zevon are really big influences in terms of being kind of quirky, clever, funny guys and realizing you could do that. So.
Yeah. Well, you could do songs like Crime of Passion, which you've described as a buoyant murder ballad. Let's listen.
Well, I was in the neighborhood. I thought that I'd stop by. I walked into her bedroom door, and much to my surprise, there they lay as lovers do, and then I got to smashing. Oh, Lord, where were you in my crime of passion?
And Beeman, I'm just wondering, what do your Sri Lankan parents think of all this?
They're proud now, but they were worried at first. It's not a normal South Asian career path. I'm sure they would rather me gone to medical school or law school.
And your mom is a pediatrician.
Yeah.
So, you know, she might have, as you said, hoped you'd followed in that path. I'm wondering, too, do you see yourself using your music the way MIA does? I mean, she was, you know, very involved in supporting the Tamil Tigers through her music.
Yeah, well, with my music, and I do say political things, but I really don't want to tell anybody how to think. I like seeing both sides of the coin, and one of my favorite shows is the McLaughlin Group. And I love seeing them go at it.
The TV show.
Yeah.
Issue 4.
Eleanor.
Well, we want to note, too, that there are some beautiful ballads on the CD. Let's see. Love songs like Eye on You, that's about a jealous lover. And also Time Heals, about a jilted lover. Let's listen to a little of that.
Time, they say, time has stood still since we've been apart.
Time Heals from B. Beeman. His new CD is called Simply Beeman. By the way, Beeman, the name comes from?
The Mahabharata.
Oh, we knew that.
Everybody knows that.
Actually, we did. Hitesh Hathi on our staff said he grew up with this ancient...
Hitesh. Getting a shout out.
He grew up with this ancient Indian text, and Bhimam is a central character.
Yeah, Bhima. In our culture, you go by one name.
But instead, you really disguised yourself with B. Beeman.
Yeah. Chris Christopherson.
That's right.
It's a similar thing.
That's right. Well, beautiful music from B. Beeman. We'll go out with Ballerina.
Sure, whatever you like.
Then the story here?
Story here is, I like to say, Thelma and Louise meets the Black Swan.
Okay. Why not?
We got married in a Walmart down by the Franks and Bay. Killed a guy in Texas, stole my grandma's Hyundai. Now our face is on the magazine.
B.B., everybody back home is going to be saying, oh, my God, it's dangerous there in America. The new CD called Simply Beeman, B-H-I-M-A-N. And to stream some of his music or watch the video of Guttersnipe, go to hearnow.org. B, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm a ballerina, ballerina, ballerina on the land.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
I send my kids to school down at the Walmart. It's kind of like a private school. Baby says her favorite class is recess.